Good morning and welcome. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insights, and it has been a wonderful week. We've been covering the condition of the heart, laying a foundation of this month about growth. And today I want to conclude with speaking about the essence of growth. Let me talk about trees. We talked about the heart, the soil. Let me talk about trees. Trees are very important to humans and nature. And for centuries, we have used them for building materials, fuel, food, and many other uses. It is because of their extensive presence in our lives that they tend to figure so much in our religion, in myths, and even figure of speech. If we were living in Palestine in the first century, the issue of comparing people with vines and vineyard is something we would be familiar with. Vineyards were a familiar sight, and Hebrew prophets quite often likened Israel to a vine. Hosea likened Israel to a vine that yields its fruit. God, through the prophet Isaiah, asked Israel why, after planting them as a choice vine from the purest stock, they turned degenerate and became a wild vine. Speaking through Ezekiel, God told the inhabitants of Jerusalem that he would give them up like the wood of the vine among the trees of the forest is given to the fire for fuel. The idea and the symbolic meaning of the vine and vineyard was so prevalent in the first century that even Jesus made use of it. So today we're going to talk about that. In John 15, verse 1 to 7, Jesus says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener." Now, we have been talking about the sower. Now we come again here. The Lord Jesus is saying, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father, who is God, is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father." Jesus used the picture of the vine because it was a common thing in Israel. He referred himself as the true vine to signify that salvation would only come through him, through being rooted in him and not in Israel as a tribe. And you see, this picture emphasizes the need for our complete dependence upon Jesus. It calls on us to seek constant connection with Jesus in the same way that the branch must remain attached on the vine for nourishment. For any fruit-bearing tree to be fruitful, it must be tended to, and this involves extensive pruning. Pruning helps get rid of the dead wood, which could harbor disease, and you know that disease can infect the rest of the crop. And it's a painful process, yes, but it disciplines the life of a believer. Remember, in this statement, you are the branches, yeah? So the pruning is happening to you. So this pruning, it is a painful process, yes, but it disciplines the life of the believer and it conditions us for a fruitful activity. Besides, I'm going to ask you this question. Isn't it easier to be bled than it is to be left alone to wither? You see, the word of the Lord is a cleansing agent. The word of God comes to cleanse, it comes to condemn sin, and it promotes growth and inspires holiness in us. And Jesus, by calling upon us to remain or abide in Him, should inspire us to pursue a mutual relationship with Him. And while we do have the choice about the decisions we make, we must also possess the will to abide in Him. I'm speaking to you today. We must be willing to expose ourselves to Him and to remain consciously in contact with Him, for we cannot bear fruits by ourselves. We are indispensably linked to Jesus, and any attempt to lead a life of faith outside of Him will definitely prove unproductive. I'm going to pause there to give you a minute and think about that. Think about that. If you want to lead a life of faith outside of Christ, it's going to just be very unproductive. And so we ought to understand that the branches that bear fruits are purged of what faults their productivity so that they can bring forth even more fruit. And the only thing that Jesus asks of us here is to abide in Him. This way, much like the branch that remains attached to the vine bears fruit without any additional strife, the fruit that will come forth from us will be a natural thing, a fruit that is not forced. All we have to do is to remain connected to the vine, our Lord Jesus. Because unless we are abiding in the Lord, all those activities that are not guided by the word of the Lord will be nothing more than worthless expenditures of energy. So to realize true progression and true growth, our journey must begin with receiving Christ. Then once we are grafted into the vine, we become part of Him. We take nourishment from Him. We let His word cleanse us so that we can bear fruit. Apart from Christ, any service not directed by the Holy Spirit is worthless. And it really is possible to abide in Christ absolutely. For if it wasn't so, Jesus would not have brought up that prospect. You see, in verse 7, He brings it out, that aspect of prayer. He makes a very concrete promise to those who abide in Him, a promise tied to a single condition, that we only abide in Him. It is only Christ who can enable us to adequately fulfill God's purpose for our lives, because He's the only mediator between God, who is the vine dresser, and us, the branches. God, our Father, as the vine dresser, is the only one who can do the work that completes our inner desire, intention, and purpose. When we remain connected to Christ, He enables us to develop the same desires and purpose as God's. And with Christ, the vine, as our source of life, we will be able to develop an attitude of reception and rest. We are not exempt from the pruning process, for our guarantee is in the process and our fruit bearing. And I want to say this. This is a very well-balanced dichotomy of rewards. It's about fruits and purification, fire. We must therefore be willing to be cleansed of sin and a guilty conscience until we are made acceptable to God. The essence of growth. The essence of growth. Fruits and fire, they go hand in hand. The pruning, the fruits, the pruning, the fruits. We have to abide in Christ. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insight, and this is the essence of growth. Shalom.